Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. So we've got some breaking news. An interview has been leaked or released, if you will, with Klaus Schwab, basically giving his entire worldview and his game plan. I always say that these people are central planners at heart. And you get a lot of pushback and people say, oh, you're a tinfoil hatter and you're a conspiracy theorist and blah, 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 blah. But these people that push back, let's call them your friend and family member Freds, they just haven't taken the time to just listen to what the guy's saying. Because if you just simply listen, it's all right there. It's in broad daylight. He doesn't really hide it. Now, he speaks in very broad, general terms, so you can't really pin him down. But just listen to the things that he's saying, and it's just blatantly clear that he believes there's this group of global elite that should be ruling over the other 8 billion people on the planet Earth to achieve their objectives, because whatever they see is the right path forward, then that's just set in stone. This is gospel, and this is what all of us plebs and peons should get behind. Check out this interview. I think it's really going to... Just sit down for this one, because if you haven't heard Klaus Schwab speak, and if you don't really know what his true intentions are, I think this is really going to open your eyes, and it's going to startle you. So let me go over to this page. Josh, I've got it pulled up on my end. Okay, and here we go. I'm just going to play about a minute or minute and a half of this. It's pretty much all you need to see where he's going.
With our capability to carry on this kind of discussion in the right direction.
We have to define the specific elements of the global system. For example, nature and environment, climate change, and then to see what are actually the areas where we can make true progress, where we can have a real impact. I'm very glad that China is integrated into our initiative to plant 1 trillion trees in the next 10 years by making its own contribution. We have to try.
And first of all, these contributions are you know, integrating into their plan to plant 1 trillion trees or whatever it is. I mean, these things are just an absolute boondoggle. And of course, the reporter there, Gal, is like, yes, yes. Oh, this is going to be amazing. This is going to be incredible. 1 trillion trees. And they always talk about these things and they never get done. They never get done. And even if they do get done, I mean, at what price? Let's do a cost benefit analysis. And we just throw out these blind intentions that really sound awesome. And then we don't even care about analyzing the results or getting them done at all. Just as long as we're out there saying things that make people feel good. And why does he do this? Because it allows him to gain favor, political favor, and it allows him to usurp power and control.
With a collaborative platform where we integrate the best people, the most relevant people.
Hear that? Where we integrate the best people, the most relevant people. So if you ask George Gammon, or if you ask a fellow rebel capitalist who the best people are, it's all of us. That's the magic of free market capitalism, is it's decentralized, if you will. It's bottoms up. So the people that really matter in society are the truck drivers, are the entrepreneurs, are the people that are going out there working 80 hours a week, specializing in producing goods and services. These are the heroes. Right? Who do you think Klaus Schwab is talking about? He's simply talking about the global elite, the people that he deems appropriate, the people that are flying to Davos on their private jet. And then what else does he say? He says we need to integrate these people. So when he sees someone who is quote unquote talented, like Trudeau, then basically he brings them under his wing and he tries to, first of all, cultivate their ideas, influence them, and then integrate them into politics in a position of power, because then if they're merely his puppet, then Klaus Schwab himself doesn't have to be the ruler over all of these countries. He can have the Trudeaus, basically his disciples, his acolytes, and they're doing his bidding for him. This is exactly what he's talking about here. Just for heaven's sakes, read between the lines. And if you say, "Oh, George, I think you're reading too much into this," I'd say, listen, just hear him out and just observe. Pay attention to how he talks. And can you imagine any normal person saying that? Can you imagine me coming out at Rebel Capitalist Live or on an interview or, you know, going on Fox Business or something and saying that there's just this small group of people that basically need to be in control of everyone? And what does he say? Let's use his exact words here.
Creative platform where we integrate the best people, the most relevant people.
Where I told Charles Payne that, well, what we need to do in society is we need to integrate the best people and the most relevant people. Can you even imagine me saying that? Or any of you? No. You'd always see, what's the solution to the problem? For all of us, the average Joe and Jane, to get out there and be allowed to do what we do best. It's not tops down. No, we don't need to isolate the best and the most promising or whatever he says. No, we need to release all of the normal people out there from the shackles of big government, central planning, authoritarians, and Klaus Schwab himself.
And then to work for progress.
And then work for progress. You see, who defines what progress is? Oh, well, it just happens to be Klaus Schwab. So we need to find all of the people with a lot of potential, the best people like Trudeau, and then we need to make sure we brainwash them so they're out there fighting for progress as defined by me.
Now the base has been formed, but we have to go one step further. We have to have a strategic mood. We have to construct the world of tomorrow.
We have to have a strategic move. We have to construct the world of tomorrow. He's talking about the global elite here, guys. He's not talking about the people that are on this live stream right now need to construct the world of tomorrow. He's not talking about the children. He's not talking about the next generation. He's talking about the World Economic Forum, the IMF, the UN, the politicians, and all of the corporate stooges that he controls. He's saying we, the global elite, need to construct the future based on what we see fit. And then you study their history and say, oh, wow, these guys are part of this Malthusian cult. So what do you think that future entails? Easy. Using less energy, reducing the population. This ain't rocket science. Again, just listen to what they say.
A systemic transformation of the world. So we have
this keeps getting better and better and better. A systemic transformation of the world. And you say, well, George, that could mean anything. But no. Not if you go back and study history of the World Economic Forum, of the Club of Rome, of the Malthusian cult. If you go back and read what they say, and if you study the initiatives and the narratives they've pushed in the future, it's no secret what he's talking about right here. He's talking about central planning. He's talking about Marxism, plain and simple. He's talking about economic fascism. So when I talk about Marxism, I'm talking about central planning. I'm using that term too loosely here. What he's really talking about is central planning with a layer of economic fascism, where there is a public-private partnership, but where the means of production maybe are owned by the private sector, but the public sector is controlling the private sector. And who is controlling the public sector? That would be Klaus Schwab. Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macroeconomics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out-of-control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow Rebel Capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level.
To define how the world should look like.
I mean, I can't even go 3 seconds without stopping. We need to define how the world should look like. Can you imagine saying that out loud? That this small group of people, out of all the 8 billion, this small group of people at the top need to define what the entire world should look like for everyone else. Think about the level of narcissism. Think about how much of a psychopath you would have to be to say that out loud, or even to say it in with internal dialogue.
Which we want to come out of this transformation period.
Earlier, we have the great...
And then there you go. Out of this transformation period, the great reset agenda, right? Remember, the Cerveza sickness is an opportunity to implement and create the world that we see in our dreams, basically, in this socialist, this Marxist, this economic fascist type of utopian vision, right? I mean, here, let me go back because I know I chopped it quite a bit there. Let me go back and just play this.
A strategic mood. We have to construct the world of tomorrow. It's a systemic transformation of the world. So we have to define how the world should look like, which we want to come out of this transformation period.
Unbelievable. I mean, seriously, guys, for your friends and family member, Freds, that don't take this seriously or call you a conspiracy theorist or whatever, just take this clip, for heaven's sakes, just this 1 minute clip and give it to them and say, here, just what are your thoughts on this? How do you come to any other conclusion than this person is an economic fascist, a central planner, an authoritarian that wants to shape the world in his utopian vision? He wants to shape the world in this image that he defines as what it should be, right? That these 100,000 people at the top are making the decisions on the entire planet for the rest of the 8 billion people. I mean, this is literally what he's saying. And I didn't even listen to the whole interview, for heaven's sakes. I mean, just play the whole thing. I'm sure it doesn't get any better. Bottom line is all you have to do is just listen to that 1 minute and he reveals his true intentions, just like we say at the title of this video. And it should scare the hell out of you. It really should. It should scare the hell out of you, but it should prompt you into taking action and realizing how important it is to push back and to have this great sense of urgency and understanding that the only thing that stands between Klaus and our personal freedom and liberty is we, the people, the rebel capitalists, standing up together and pushing back against this using civil disobedience and just flat out saying no. Whatever his narrative is, whatever he's trying to push through the mainstream media, we just stand up and say, no, we're not going to take it. We're not going to do it. Just like the lockdowns. Remember, if all of us would have just stood up and said, no, we're not going to stay in our house. No, we're not going to, you know, be in the metaverse for the rest of our lives. We are going to go outside no matter what you say. I'm going to go walk my dog. I'm going to go to the beach. I'm going to open my business. I'm going to go in there and teach the children. And I'm going to take my children to school. If all of us would have said that, what would the politicians have done? Nothing. They couldn't do anything. The military is not big enough. If we all stand together, the police force isn't big enough. Klaus isn't strong enough. There's just far more of us than there is of them. And the only thing they could have done in that situation is just sit back and said, oh, okay, I guess we're not doing the lockdowns. But it's up to the people to wake up to what is happening in the world around you. You can't just whistle by the past the graveyard. You can't just sleepwalk through life with your head buried in the sand like an ostrich. And just anything that makes you uncomfortable, you just kind of point and stutter and say conspiracy theorist, misinformation, disinformation, aye. And that's what people are doing nowadays. Fortunately, you're part of the Rebel Capitalist community and you can see through this. But if you were on the fence, I would suggest going back, watching that clip a few times and just see yourself saying those same things, or try to imagine yourself saying those same things. And I think you'll come to the exact same conclusion I came to. And that is that anyone that would say that in an interview or even think that, that's the way forward, that that's the solution here to all of our problems. They have to be not only a psychopath, but you've got to put them his intentions may be good, but those are the worst type of psychopaths. And Milton Friedman points this out when he compares the dude that ran Germany in the 1930s to Mussolini. He said the dude that ran Germany in the 30s was far worse. Why was he worse? Because he didn't want to just usurp power and control. He truly thought what he was doing was good. By eradicating, by killing all those people, he truly thought that he was a martyr. Where Mussolini, all he cared about was power. And I'll let you be the judge. Which category do you put Klaus in after listening to that 1 minute clip? All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, and pushing back against these authoritarians. Standing up for free market capitalism. We'll see you on the next video.